I look forward to his appearance before the committee. Disagree with him about what is and not within bounds at that hearing. The question that was asked, still it was not addressed as to the legal points I've raised about the actual provision of the Constitution and the Assembly rules, and that will certainly be a subject that we'll cover. And I guess in theory, I disagree that a one-time operating while intoxicated is any less dangerous or any less serious of importance than multiple times, and very much in theory disagree that any legislator should be called on the carpet for actions which occurred before he was elected, which is one of the things the representative's original resolution included. And I think the committee wisely chose to substitute amendments which did not include those points and removed a number of others in putting those forward for today's hearing.
What about, you know, the thing that Jeff read into the hearing about his child support? You going to ask about that? I mean, do you tend to ask about that?
No.
Do you
guess
most?
Okay. No.
Does NAS have the ability to refuse to answer questions or say, I don't think that's germane? I mean, is there, can the chair find him in contempt? What are the possibilities?
I would assume the chair could find him in contempt if he refused to answer a question that the chair felt deserved answering. Any witness has the ability to refuse to answer, but unless you're invoking the right against self-incrimination, the chair can force an answer. So it would be up to the chair to decide what was or was not germane to the issue.
John, can you tell us anything more about Representative Wood's testimony as it related to his treatment at the Veterans Administration Hospital in Tomah? He stated that he had left the facility to look for another patient, had returned, was provided other medication, and the next thing he knew, he woke up in jail.
Right. That's all I can tell you. That's all I can tell you.
Were there issues with his care at that facility?
Well, I wouldn't say that, but I would say that the law does, operating while under the influence includes prescription and non-prescription medications. We don't know. And that's one of the things I found peculiar about Representatives Nass' statements regarding prior legislators and the caucus scandal, which went on for 6 years in Representative Jensen's case, and which had criminal complaints filed, which had facts alleged. Here we don't even know what substances and to what levels were in the representative's blood at the time he was operating in those two occasions. So if that's the standard, then this should be delayed until that information is known, if that's what the representative is putting out there for excusing his or other legislators' failure to bring such a resolution in the caucus scandal, for example.
You know, has Representative Wood filed some inquiry, complaint, anything related to his care at the Veterans facility? Given that he's representing, he was given medication, and the next thing he knows, he was waking up in jail.
Not that I'm aware of. Not that I'm aware of.
He doesn't have any concern about his level of care?
He and I haven't discussed that. I mean, our representation has been focused on the hearing, and the facts which are before the committee are those in the complaints and those that are known. And as I said, there are key facts that aren't known yet as far as what levels of what substances were in his system.